נזכרנו להלך את הרב
בפרק חמישי גודש של הלוקת. גודש של הלוקת עכשיו כל הנובעות בארץ הרי הוא של עמים. In a case where we have a field that the Anim did not take leket from, and somebody piles up the gadish of that field now over the area where the leket wasn't taken, then kol hanogot ba'aretz areihu shel Anim. We saw yesterday topic leket next. So anything which is on the ground, the part touching the ground, is already topic leket. And therefore, it all has to be given to Anim. Haluach, I mean, notice that the Mishnah didn't say necessarily how Sufik selected Lech. Seems to be Marchik Lech, going to an extreme over here. And if then anything touched on the ground, which leads us to question, does that mean even if it's a different species than the Lech? In other words, this was a wheat field. And I'm piling up now my gadish from the orange field. Here it says everything. Anything that's touching the ground. Even if it's not, it's going to have a gemara with it. Haluach should be brought to Omarim. Now, if we have wind that blows the standing grain over an area where there was leket, then Omdimo takama leket ibu biyala. So, then we figure out what would a field like this produce in terms of leket? And that's what he gives. Yep, shirming a meal on there. No tein la aninim, kidei nefila. We give, kidei nefila. Sound exactly the same. But what is the difference between those two sheetahs? The difference is whether we analyze the particular field, so it goes according to the way this field would be growing this year, or whether there is a standard amount which is called kedei nefila, which we will see in the Gemara. So in the Gemara, isn't there a contradiction between the first and second cases? Parkas omar om dimota kama leket yuyala sotanatin naniyin. In this case where the wind blows the grain over the area that the aniyin did not yet take the leket from, so you said, you don't have to worry about what actually is there. You figure out how much would have been like that, and that's what you give to the Aniyim. But in the first case, you say this wild halacha, the chachat amah, kohan of those barathresh of Aniyim. Why is that? As Rabbi Abu Bishem Rabbi Yochanan, because knat kamsubo. The first case of the Mishnah is a knat. Shizidesh agave liktan shel Aniyim. Because the guy had no right to do what he did. He went and he took grain, and he used it to cover over the leket of the Aniyim. He mocked the Aniyim Biyadayim, who now cannot get to take their leket. And this is such a vicious thing to do, which is going to be stealing the affairs of the Aniyim, that we gave them a knot. And therefore we said, anything in contact with the ground, you can ask it to the Aniyim. Now, Atzikon Medit, Hafilu Shogay, do you mean, even if you didn't mean to do it, continuum shogay got to make it? Do you mean Afilu Krichot? Do you mean even if the grain that he piled up was carefully wrapped the way it usually is, you know, in a special wrap with the grain in a box and around, you know, that it's easy to tell which thing was the gadish or which thing was the leket barrel, yeah. Or Afilu Kitina Gabi Saurin, do you mean even like a different species where the field was a field of Saurin and the leket therefore obviously was Saurin? And he's piling up pizza, and anybody can tell the difference. I mean, would you say even there? Even if say his workers did it, and they didn't ask him whether they should put it there. How about Afilu Karama Aniyim Velo Bavu? Suppose he put out an announcement, make it available in field such and such. Please, everybody, come by next Friday, or I have to use the ground. Sit there and wait forever till the Aniyim come. I mean, how far exactly does this cannot extend? All of this is left up in the air. But the Ami, Bishem Reish Lakish, says, you know, the Mishnah that says that you should give all of this stuff, anything Nogea Ba'aretz to the Aniyim, has got to be going according to Beit Shammai. Because otherwise, how can you give this stuff to the Aniyim? It's Teva. Leket itself is Tater, because the Torah said to give the Leket before you give Meiser. But if you're not going to be giving Leket, you're going to be fooling the army, you're giving them other stuff, and this stuff is high as a tumor micro. He's going to be eating cattle. How can we make this without problem? Unless it's going to be Beishana. Beishana owes, as we've seen many times, Hefker, Lani and Hefker. And since Hefker, even only Lani and is Hefker all the years after, and therefore Hefker is Pucker from taking Truman's and Mike.
Why isn't it Hefker? Because there's a lot of life in
not Hefker Bashir. That's right. But Beishana, who owes, that's correct, and that is. No, Lekhet, real Lekhet, is Pucker, because it's the Matana that comes earlier. But this is a real Lekhet. It's right. Like not. So let's not get
it's not the
Gemara.
So it's called a synaptic Lekhet.
I'm sorry. Add it again. So therefore, it's going according to the Shammai, who holds that Hefkelani in itself is also Hefkel. But, what would you say?
Right.
That I mean,
we're basically the last year old.
I have to be masked to be a man. That's it. I'm giving it away.
They're taking it away. I'm not giving it away.
That's giving it away. I'm allowing them to come take my field. It's after for them, not anybody else. But what did you say for the Beit Hillel? What? Aniyim must involve Kleimah, blah, blah, blah. We're going to make a takana, and what we're going to tell the Aniyim, oh, by the way, make sure you take off my shirt. Okay, it's not going to work. Amalei Rabbi Yossi said Rabbi Yossi, nah, Mishnah spot like a drama. Of course it's going to Beit Hillel. But Shamanu, Shul, Patrim, and Amas, will be very cold, Mishnah Shnaz. She'efker Bezden, Efker. Since Efker Bezden is Efker, over here, Bezdin was Mopkirit, and they can be Mopkirit, Lagavi taking off Mitre also. And the basis of that halacha is that it says in the parents, the call at your loya for the shloshet ayamim basata tarim the kinim, yukhuram kol akusho, ohu yibadel nikahal agola, which tells us that a tzibur has the right in their Bezdin to make a takana that anybody who doesn't do what they're told to do is going to lose all of their property. So, you see that Bezdin can be mafia your property. Now, it's a habit of the Yerushalmi, and it's very confusing to people who are used to the Bavli. It's a habit of the Yerushalmi to lift up bodily entire sugya that have implications for the sugya that we're in the middle of, and bring them over as if, and there's no segue whatsoever. So you suddenly find yourself in a different circuit, which makes no sense at all because you now know what it is that the circuit can end up with. But Yerushalmi will quote that other circuit because that other circuit points out something about this circuit. Right? Something of the sort is also done in the Bavli, where we'll have a whole discussion and someone will bring up a shaila which we just discussed. And Rashi will say that he didn't hear this discussion and so on. But over here it's done the Dafka as part of the way which was Magala, the nature of the Mishnah that we just had. So this actually, the Nitro Paturman Amas Road, pops up in the middle of a whole different Surya. It's not part of our Surya. The Gemara is asking, how do we know that when a Tibor makes something after it's Pucker from Meister? Now, obviously, our Mishnah just said that. I mean, that's what we just said. But that figure didn't know it yet. So there, Rabbi Yonatan Berager at the Intimate Baraka said, I got a perfect Mishnah to tell you that that's true. Because it says, Eimavi Natachana lo b'shmi lo b'matai shmi. Bezdin is not allowed to make the year longer if it's Shemitah, because that's terrible. You're not allowing people to work their fields. They're going to run out of food, and they're not going to be able to plant until a month later. Or Motzai Shvi'it, because if you make the year longer Motzai Shvi'it, then the new grain won't be ready to eat until Pesach, and Pesach is going to be a month later. Therefore, Bezdin should not make the year longer. The Eid rule, but if they went against the rule, and they went ahead and they were ma'abra the year, ha'reza mu'ubara, it becomes mu'ubara. Now I ask you, says Rabbi Yonatan Berager of Yitzchak, the extra month, that extra month of Shemitah, are people going to take ma'isir? No. So, that extra month, Chodesh HaChag Shemotiv, lo patur mi ma'asroti, how did they make it Pucker from Meister if they weren't supposed to make the year an extra year and we still say it's Mu'u Beret? But see that it works because of Hefker. Now this, of course, this discussion works for Shemitah. Motsoi Shemitah Minayim, what's the logic, by the way, of Motsoi Shemitah? Oh, Rabbah, Shiloh, Rabbah, Shiloh, Rabbah, Shiloh, Rabbah. It boils out the same thing. We're not going to have what to eat because Kodesh will be out there until after the next month. So Pesach will be a month late. But in the era of the Shema of the Abu, it says, how did the Shema Hashloh hit the Rebbe about the Yerek the Kutmar? This was only before Rebbe allowed importing food from Kutmar during Shemitah. Once you're allowed to import that, originally they didn't allow food importation because they were afraid that when you import food, it often comes with some of the dirt attached. Because of the dirt attached, the offer of Kutmar at this time, and they were afraid of it, even not if they were there. So they disallowed it. When it turned out that there was a lot of difficulty in Shemitah, Rebbe was Madra Vatier. It was changing the blood of the Shemitah. Finally, so on. So Rebbe was Madra. Once Rebbe was Madra, Mishi, dear Rebbe, not the Erica, was Pius. So nowadays, Mishi, Shashmish, well, what do we care if you make the year longer anyway? You can just import food. Now, you say over the years, Tony Ima Adri. Also, Bryce said, Ima, Poshmita, and Poshmita, the Mana said, Hadith Tema, Kurisha, Nasha, Yasha, Ninja, Tidran. Avalasha, Shayasha, Ninja, Tidran, Hishi, Hishash, Nishuwa. That was when the world was working properly. And so the grain would, in fact, mature in time for Pesach. We'd be able to have the new crop. Things don't work that way anymore. Anyway, it's not ready for Pesach. And so what's the difference if it's going to be a little bit longer? You're not going to be able to have your new grain until a month later anyway.
Isn't one of the reasons they're modeling the Shema anyway?
And Tanya, they, in fact, were Mahavir, the year Mosheshvit, because they held that the grain nowadays anyway won't be ready. So what difference? Ogin, Sedra of Ogin, this is the way you're going to prove that Hefker Bez and Hefker and his puppet from Meissner, even how the hey man is this is your proof, Enoch Shmami of proof, you ain't got nothing in your hand. Because Shmor is Kodesh Ha'aviv, Shomrei Ushiyavod is to do show. Don't say Shmor is Kodesh Ha'aviv. What does that mean? It means that Bezdin, Mikar Hadin, has the right to go ahead and to be Ma'abra the Shana, doesn't it? So what are you telling me? We don't want Bezdin to exercise its rights because it's a hardship. You. I understand you, but Bezdin does exercise its rights. It's because of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, or it's because of Shmarit Kodajami, for heaven's sake. Again, it is Shita, not Shita, but we're going to add an extra month to have the present Hefker. That's the craziest argument I've ever heard. Of course it's a real Shita. So the Yadam is on. What then does say what you're looking for instead of looking all over in nooks and crannies for something that's very obvious? The Mishnah here in Taya says that. Gopi Shalolu Kasakrav, our Mishnah is saying very clearly, Kol Hanagot Ba'aretz. Anything that touches the ground is supposed to be given to Aniyim. And we know that that can't be going only according to Beit Shammai. There was a Mona tried that for Shem Reb Shimon and Lucky. He said to Beit Shammai, only in Hefker, Aniyim Hefker, Baram, to Beit Hillel, Aniyim Matrim, Ochlim. And Reb Yossi came along and said, no, of course it's going only to Beit Hillel. Shambanim Shufat Jordan Amasro Dibre Hakol, Mishum Tnat. And it's because of Hefker Bez and Hefker. This Mishnah is the Mishnah you're looking for, friends, not the Mishnah about Shemitah. And so we took this, stuck it in over here, because its implications are important for our Mishnah, because in fact it backs up the contention that we had that the Mishnah is going out even at Kulei Alma, and that Hefker Bez and Hefker. With the fear of the Rabbi Abu, the Shem of Yochanan said, this din of Kedei Nesilah equals 4 kav per kur. Now, 4 cobs per core is a standard. That would be the standard today in a fila, which would be 4, the 6 cobs in a saw, 30 saw in a core, which means that there's 180 cobs in a core, in which case 4 cobs per core is 1 out of 45. So there's 1/45 would be the shear of today in the field. At least that's what it seems to be saying. As for the Zera to Rabbi Abu, why Rabbi Zera to Rabbi Abu, when you say 4 cobs per core, did you mean 4 cobs per core produce, or do you mean 4 cobs in every base core, meaning in a field that is large enough to plant a Zera of a core, which is of course a very different idea, not a yield. In other words, were you talking about a yield? You're talking about a proportion of the yield to yield, or you were talking about a proportion of the yield to the original plant? On my label, base core. No, I mean 4 cobs produce, in other words, to what would originally have been a place where you could have planted a core. It was 1/45 of the seeds that were initially planted here. That's today in the field. So he says, well, Haman Tanina Rebbe Yehuda Amar, Makis Babis Zin. The Gemara over there is talking about a machlokas between a sharecropper and the owner of the field. The sharecropper says, you know what, it's a lousy year, there's no rain, this field is not going to produce, I'm not going to sit here and bust my rear end to get this field to produce, it's just not worth it to me. So the halacha over there is, if it produces because they agree, then he has the right to force the sharecropper to keep the agreement. So the Gemara is over there, Rabbi Yehuda says, what the heck is a kri? I mean, there's no sheer of a kri. A kri is a pile. Now, that's a very brilliant way of telling me a sheer. It's big enough for a pile. Now, a pile would be 2 inches high, a pile would be a spiral. What kind of sheer is a kri? What it means is, in the age of Kedena Fila. If it has Kedena Fila, and over there, Rabbi Abu says, what's Kedena Fila? The Nofala Kedei Lizor'ah, when you have enough output to cover the input, that's already Kedei Nefila. And what would that be? How much output for a base core would you need for Kedei Lizor'ah?
Cool.
That's right. By definition, a base core needs a core. So what are you talking about, 4 cows? Where did you get that from? Ba'akha Ba'amitaki? And here you say that? Explain that to me. So he asked Rabbi Abu, you came up with the idea that they don't need to fill the door up. If it meant a base core over here would be a core, and instead you said it's 4 cobs. 4 cobs is being used in the same way, the same as Bilal. How does the same as Bilal mean different things in different places? When it comes to the Kree over there, not the core, and over here means 1/45 of the amount that was going to be required.
Why wasn't the internet brought down when we did not find stuff that there was like a and the book? Why is this different than the internet from the last show?
That was?
The Tommy stuff that there was a lot of stuff in the bathroom. Why is it different than that? It's being turned on you. Right, but there's a trap on him that even with his
hand, not the outfit of a field. You lost your right to grab bail from this field. You asked him like a swamp.
My question was on the first part of this where he says that he was built the tough stuff.
But you're preparing two completely unrelated cases. One is a din when an ani is trying to take payah from like a shalokim, and he's not therefore not to get payah.
Right.
What does that have to do with this?
It would seem as the assumption.
Why would it be? Why would you make such an assumption? It's a completely different halakha. You're a bala by the stake, but you put it over there. You would have liked it. He's not doing that. He's not trying to take payah like a shalokim. He didn't take any like it either.
None of the elements
have remote, it seems to
be. None of the elements are the same
at all. If you think about it. Halacha Bey. Shibola Shibakatir. Veloshan Adialakama. In the Terati Makama Harem Shabbat Abayit. In Lavare Shabbat. Almost everybody learns that we switch gears for a moment into Shikra. And we'll get back to pay in a moment, and we'll get back to lesson in a moment. But what it's talking about over here is the Sha'ah that I'm going through my deal, and I leave one shibboleth behind, and I keep on going, and now I get up to the next kama that is ready to be cut. I turn around and I say, I left that behind. Is it shikra or is it not? If I could bend the grain over and still be able to cut it with my sickle, then it belongs to the Baal HaBayit.
In being in the next row or wherever you are?
The Gemara, it's amazing. You really must put in a lot of time into these things.
Harry the Hector will know what question is that.
Marcia, I thought you had only figured out the whole Bob.
I didn't know that it would be your song in the office.
I'm not kidding around. I mean, this is Mamish. If you want to see what can happen to a person that is exposed continually to my Maria Kapal, you take a look at that. You start changing the way they think. He invariably comes up with a whole figure without ever seeing it. It's an amazing thing. And it's a Mamish remember. You're in for me. But in love, how do you show I mean it? If it won't reach over to the next Kama, then you have to leave it behind. Shibboleth shaleket, I'm getting back to leket. So shibboleth shaleket, she needs arvat gadish. Suppose you've got some of your leket mixed up into your gadish. What do you do? What you have to do is maaser shibboleth achad nateima. You can take any shibboleth. Now obviously you can't really take any shibboleth because maybe the shibboleth you're taking is the leket. So how can you take maaser from leket? Leket is incarnate in maaser. But what it seems to be saying over here is you take a shibboleth, you take maaser from it, right? And then you give him another shibboleth so that he won't be having a problem with teva, and he's getting the same hana he would otherwise have. So essentially you're exchanging a maaser badai piece of grain for the leket which wouldn't have needed the maaser grain. And if it's leket, it's even better. So the Rambam explains that what you do is you take two shibboleths and you say, if this is the one that's like this, then let the maaser be from this one and not from that one. And if you give this one to them, if the other one is like this, then let the maaser be from this one and so on. That way, no matter what, he's going to get a grain that was okay. Oh, Rabbi Elazar, wait a minute over here. How would it be he's going to exchange? He didn't get it. Now, of course, according to the sheet that we had before, that a Baal HaBayit has the zechut to be mezakeh to an ani, which is my focus, does he have to be a bar nitzilah or a bar nitzilah? So if he needs to be a bar nitzilah, then this makes sense. Right? Because I can't have in mind to be mezakeh something for an ani, since I can't be zochen it myself, because I'm not an ani. Only if I would be an ani, I could take something for another ani. So therefore, kindness of a lover, how in the world did the oni get the leket to agree to this exchange? It's not his. So you're still stealing the leket. You want to give him a honor to some oni, that's very nice of you. But what are you going to do about the leket? Elam is zakeh, ana oni de kola gadish. You have to first give him a honor, you give him a honor and ask my honor. Give him a honor and ask my honor for the whole gadish of the oni. Now, it belongs to him. Including the leket. Then he returns to you the rest besides the leket. Now he says, well, where's my leket? Ah, he says, you know what, I'll make you a deal. Why don't you give me your leket? And then I'll give you another thing. Take the place of that leket. And then, after your mezakeh, only the leket, then you can take off my turn from the shibboleth. You give him another shibboleth. But no, okay, and then you're bought on your.
This is a theoretical one, right? I mean, it doesn't mean anything.
You have to be in the document.
Oh, you have to do that?
Yeah, you have to actually do that.
Wait, what do you mean?
Can you know oak?
Yeah, but it's not a theoretical to shave it on hand.
I mean, you're certainly in the back end. You know,
somebody should be talking to him.
The somebody's over for him. It's not out to dinner alone now. That he would be getting it, but it would have to be somebody who could be Zohar Malek at all.
I mean, but it's like the answer,
yeah, but he would need to have an onyx to be Zohar Malek, because that was our problem. You can't use another Balabayan.
You have to get someone to be Zohar in that letter.
As though he kamash, he must tell us that kamash. Well, see later on that there's a mission that says kamash, say kamash from Shikha. What does that mean? On the Yoga God is a Sanyan. That's like our mission. Shibola Shakatir, Burosha Margiela Kama, you're in the middle of the harvesting, and you can bend it over to reach the next Kama. That Kama saves the earlier Kama. That's what it's saying. Oh, no, let's get straight what we're talking about over here. Vuhu Shia Katir Savaba. First of all, in order for something to be the Kalal, an idea of Shikha, it has to be surrounded by covering. And this is what Dovich was raising before, the issue Dovich was raising. Suppose it's in the same row. Right? I'm going wrong, I'm cutting my row. I'm going to be getting up to the beginning of the next row. When I get to the next row, I see the piece that was left in the row next to it. So it's not surrounded by covering. If it's not surrounded by covering, we should not shake. Because what do you mean I'm going to forget? I didn't forget it. I'm always going to see it. I have to look behind me to see it. So if it's totally surrounded by Kutcher, I'm two rows down. Then you call it Shikha. But not if I'm going to be bumping into it anyway. So let's understand what we're talking about. That's first of all. And then, when I say that Shihei Rosha Magiela Kama, it's not, it has to, in order not to be Shikha, it has to also be Shihei Yehola Lukatera Nakama. That's not only touch it, it has to be tall enough that I can get it into my sickle and swing and cut off the grain. At least the top part, I'll cut off the grain together with the bottom of the other one. Now, suppose you could bend the one you left behind to reach the stalk that you want to cut, but not vice versa, but a very short stalk. It's a long stalk. So you can bend it to them, but you can't bend them back to them, to it. So, suppose I tell you Kolali Kater Makama, but Ina Kamaya Kolali Kater Ima, doesn't matter. Mitzol is still not considered to be Shikha. There's a lot you'd have to do in order for something to be Shikha, this case. And by the way, are you shy? Suppose you left behind two stars. Hapsimiki Kolali Kater Makama, but the Kitsona, the further one, can't be bent to reach the further Kama. So Hapsimiki, the closer one, is not Shikha. But since it's not Shikha, it's now a Kama. If it's a Kama, then the part next to it could certainly be not. So therefore, it needs to it Umatvelet. So in itself, it's saved by the Kama. Now, it saves the one that would otherwise have been Shikha, and it too is saved. Remember at the Oshia, Rabosha said, you know, Rumei Saiti Zekiva Zekiva Hagadol, I was picking olives. Which is called Ramita, we have Tira, we have the Tira, we have every tree has got its own word. It's like the flocks of, very strange other words. Gaggle, geese. The Amin has its own
word. So,
right.
It's all told.
No, this is the reason. Actually, I'm picking by hand. I'm going up on the branch.
So, and he told me, he said, as far as worrying about Shikha is concerned, you should know that cold bite, Shafaya Fola Shokya Kabbali, blowing the Shikha. If you could just stretch out your hand, even though you're not working that branch, you're working an adjacent branch. And now you see you're left an olive on that branch. You can stick your hand out and reach it, then that's not considered to be Shikha. So now, I have been, I just lost my place. Not much Nathan. Omer of Yochanan. Mikivansha Aval of Shafako. If you are no longer working the branch, it's Shikha. What's different if you can reach it?
And much recently got Rabosha. I don't understand how we could have said that, that Rabosha claimed that he was told that as long as you can reach it, it's okay. The Mishnah says not like that. Bar Mishnah here Faya says that she bought a chokhati. Girosha Magia Lakama. Now, I mean, come on. And she bought it, she forgot to say, any help from the choke is over the time. I mean, you could certainly stray. If you could bend it over to touch the other one, you've got a long way to go to be able to reach it. Now, obviously, you could reach it. That doesn't bother you, the fact that you could reach it. You can't bend it over to take it at the same time, look at the Mishikma. See, it has nothing to do with being able to stretch out the Mishikma. So what is he saying?
Sure.
So what? Same idea. The same that it's within reach. You're saying the shit is within reach. So why isn't it within reach? Rabbi Law said, the shame of Osha, that getting back to understanding properly our Mishnah, it's not a problem, because remember, as Doug pointed out to us, that if it's got to be surrounded by the area that was katur, then we're talking about Uman Hasheni Shana. The whole Mishnah was referring to being two rows away. That was the point. Two rows away is a whole different issue. Because essentially what he's saying is, if you're on an adjacent branch and you can reach it, I also agree with that. Our Mishnah never said anything about that. Because when you're dealing with the equivalent case of the tree would be the adjacent row. And the adjacent row, indeed, that is the halacha. That's why we said you'd have to be two rows away before we get to discussing whether it's going to have a bit of shikr or not.
Well, there's two branches away. This is the way trees are. It's two branches away. It's still be reachable. I mean, that's not.
That's a good point. I don't know exactly, you know, maybe he would say that by definition that's the same row. Because in other words, the point over here isn't the number of rows. The point is, am I still working this area? So the equivalent case of Mishnah is working this area. That's by definition. Now, that's the shear. Maybe if it was not a normal sutta, then it would be three rows. But in other words, that he's saying, that's a given. It's not considered to be work if you're still working it. That's the point. So that's true here. I don't know precisely whether it's shear or whether it's just, you know, the equivalent of the two branches, whatever it would be. I have an interesting question, though, said Rabbi Maya. Suppose, and college are going to be Gilak Amashka. Here's my question. The Basha Hula Uyvahat. Suppose this thing would have saved the other thing. This is a case where there's a comma ahead. At the time that I forgot the piece, it was able to be bent over to the next comma, and therefore wasn't shikha. I keep working, I get to the next comma, and guess what? I forget it too. So now I'm way down the road, I look behind, yuck, what have I done? Now, here we have a very strange situation, because at the time that I had made the first one shikha, it wasn't shikha. Because I could still have taken it with the second one. So at that point, if I ask somebody, tell me, is that shikra? No, it's not shikra. You still got this one ahead of you. I then go home, take myself a nap, come back, and like an idiot, I leave over the next one. So now do we redefine the one before as now being shikra because I forgot the second one? Or do we say, no, each thing is defined in its time. You made this one shikra now. But you didn't now go back and make that one shikra.
The rest of the calendar not still valid. The first one originally made shikra, the one becomes non-shikra. The second one was becomes shikra.
How about in a case where it can't be done with it, first of all? And secondly, shikra is always in order of the kasir, not backwards. No, we don't say I can go backwards to take something that wasn't shikra, therefore should be learned. I always look ahead, not behind, by definition. That's what shikra means. Nashmina minhad. Well, we can learn it out from the following thing. Imeret harishon, vetashini, vetashmishi. Shakat harishini.
Suppose, now we're talking about Shikha in the Omarim. We're not talking about Shikha that's still attached to the ground. Remember, there's two types of Shikha. One in which you forget and stop, and you kept on doing your Tetzir. And the other is, you took the grain, you piled it up, and you left it over. So Shachacha Omer Basada. So Shachacha Omer, you mean you have the what did he call it again? The bale. Yeah. So you left the bale behind. So the year the guy goes, he's got a row of bales. Takes the first bale, second bale, third bale. Forgets to take the fourth bale. So now, it's a night time, Natalaka Kamishi, Tarezi Shikan. So one man, the armor says, well, if he goes ahead and takes the fifth bell, he's behind the fourth bell, it's Shikha. The Yusuf Naitani, in Shahal, he's told us on the Kamishin, Harezu Shikha. The other man, the armor says, well, you don't even need for him to take the Kamishin. If he now was starting to work, it would have taken the Kamishin, and there was enough time to do it, and it wasn't done, then he's already forgotten. And Rabbon Bakriya explained that it's not the hard road here. Iman diyama natala tachamishi, kishiyesham shishi. The one who says he has to actually take the fifth one is because it's talking about that there was a sixth one. And the din is wherever you have three omarim, it's not shishi definition, no matter how far ahead you went. Because three is not shishi. So therefore you'd have the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. You have the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. You have three omarim. And there would never be shikha by definition. The Mahdi Amarim Shah, we're talking about that you only had the fourth or the fifth. And then it's talking about that now you forgot the fifth. Now hold on a second. If that's the case, then Imat Shalona Talata Kamishi. Well, find your elbow to the paradigm, for sure. If you're talking about a case where you had the fourth or the fifth or the sixth, and now you're saying you forgot the fifth. And now you're saying, if you forgot the fifth, the fourth now becomes shikha. But at the time that you had forgotten the fourth, there was still the fourth and the fifth and the sixth. In which case, the fourth, by definition, is a shikha. So if you get the fifth, how did you redefine the fourth as being shikha? It means that you've been able to redefine the fourth by what happens to the fifth. In which case, look, Adama, that teaches you, davar sharoi latil, shakho, now goes backwards and defines the previous one as shikha. Brilliant. Right? But that's exactly what happens over here. By my forgetting the fifth, I now wreck the fourth. Which is exactly the case that I have. By my forgetting the kabam, I now wreck the previous one that would have been mitzvah with the...
If you specifically wreck it, it's not shikha. Specifically left the fourth chapter.
No.
It's not there. No, no. Back to it. Then I forgot the fifth, but I'd already set myself that wasn't shit.
No. I didn't do anything. Now look, if you find it, it's not just like over here. Now look, if you find it, it's not something.